If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8 and 18, the Bible says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed," I like this part, "in us." Amen. "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" But now watch this. "But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Amen? Praise the Lord. I want to preach on this thought for just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on wait for it. Wait for it. Amen. As we look at this and we see God, He says, He's talking about the sufferings of this present time, and He said it's not going to be prepared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. I think every now and then I got to think about that. Sometimes you see glory world just show up. Sometimes we get together and we get to looking for God, and I will say when you get to looking for Him, He right often shows up, and He just always seems like He's right on time. Just about the time we get discouraged, and just about the time we want to throw in the towel and give up, praise God, you get to talking to the Lord, and He just shows up on purpose, and He begins to move in our heart, and glory begins to flow, and it's revealed in me and you. Those that are believers, those that love the Lord, those that are looking for His appearing, praise God, we see Him quite often. Amen? I'm glad for that. Now, I'm glad I can see the Lord, praise God. I'm glad He's real tonight. He said it's an earnest expectation that we have, the creature waiting, amen, for the manifestation of the sons of God. When we get to that place, praise God, where God would have us to be in that right relationship with Him. Boy, I tell you, we just have to wait for it. Amen? One of these days, praise God, are we going to be all that? Are we going to be delivered up into glory? Amen? We're going to put aside all these old fleshly things. Amen. I say, you know what we do? Lord, just do it now. Just go ahead and get rid of all this old fleshly mess that we live in, that surrounds us, that's hindering us, that's binding us up, that's keeping us from worshiping God, and just get in on purpose. Amen. Just go ahead, lock, stock, barrel, just sell out for God. Amen. You know what that'd be? That'd be Holy Ghost revival. It'd break down in hearts. It'd break out in me. It'd break out in you. And the next thing you know, praise God, God would be real in our lives once again. Amen. He said it take place in me and you, that earnest expectation that we have. A creature made subject to vanity, amen, because not willingly. He said there was something that took place that brought that on, amen. And it was a sin, it was a curse, it was on this world. And praise God, it came along and it enveloped us. We were sucked into that from the beginning. Amen. That's just the way it is. We can't get past it. We can't get around it. Amen. But praise God, we can go through it. The Lord Jesus Christ, He made a way, praise God, paved it for me and you to get out of this old mess that we're in and end up in glory in a little while. Amen. My destination, glory today. Amen. My home is over yonder. Amen. Hey, praise God, I've got a little old place on the hill here, but praise God, that's just my house. That's a home where me and my wife spend. That's where we entertain ourselves and we entertain God. Praise the Lord. It's not where I've set my roof. It's not my life's desire. Amen. I've got a home. I praise God. A foundations, its builder and maker's God. Hey, praise God, what I'm doing, you know what I'm doing today, Brother Bill? I'm just waiting for it. Amen? I'm waiting for that city, praise God. That's prepared to God. Praise the Lord. But we delivered now in sin. We're in the bondage of corruption. Corruption's all over us. As we look around tonight, we've got corruption in our government. We've got corruption in our politics. We've got corruptions in our neighborhood. We've got corruption in our street. We've got corruptions in our home. Everything seems to be corrupt in this day that we live. Seems like everywhere you look, you see corruption. Amen? There's not hardly a place you can look that you don't see some kind of corruption. Why? Because this thing waxing worse and worse. Amen? We're living under a curse, and that curse ain't getting no better. Men are decaying, amen, under the curse. Amen. We are decaying under the curse. Praise the Lord. It's just the way it is. Amen. You say, praise the Lord. Yeah, because one of these days we're going to get out of here, praise God. We're going to outstep this thing and we're going to go on to glory, amen. Glory in us, praise God, is going to be revealed one day. Amen. Amen. When we come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ, the maker and creator of this world, praise God. We're going to come, we're going to outstrip this place once in a while, here in a little while. Amen. We're going to go on past, praise God, this, through the Milky Way, through the galaxy, praise God, into the portals of glory. A place where He's designed for me and you to be. And He's at the end of these days. And it won't be long. Some of us is closer than others. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm not talking about the old people either. Amen. There may be somebody here today, praise God. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. Somebody may have an appointment coming up. Amen. You don't know. Huh? These little old people going, these little young'uns going out here all the time. These old folks going out, these middle-aged people, these high school kids, these elementary kids going out of here all the time. You say, well, just God shouldn't do that. A just God does that. Amen. Because He's just. He just takes care of business. Praise God. Hey, we need to realize that we belong to Him. Amen. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to this world. Praise God. We belong to God. Hey, whether you're lost or you're saved, praise God, you still belong to God. Amen. That created us, praise God, I guess he has a right to own us. Amen. Well, if we never get in our head, praise God, that God owns us. Amen. He's got the title deed to us, if you will. Amen. He's got the paperwork, praise God, to show that we're His. But He says, listen, this thing has got out of whack. He said, these creatures, the creation, praise God, is made subject to vanity and that not willingly. You see, something took place way back in the beginning. If you look back over in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible talks about a beginning that earth had and that me and you had. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. He said, in the beginning, God. Now, I just want to pray. If you'll pray for me real hard tonight, I just want to try to paint you a picture that God showed me. As I got to looking at this, and I got to thinking about it, praise God, there's something, and we just got to wait on it, praise God. And God will begin to deal with our hearts. He'll begin to show us where we're at and where we need to be. Praise God, and help us to get there. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I thank God for the journey tonight. And glory be to God that we get to participate, Landon, in what God's got for us as He directs us through this thing and brings us, praise God, with expectation into the portals of glory. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. I don't have no problem with that. Amen. But now I want to say that He's not talking just about a time and a space. Amen. He's not. When He talks about in the beginning, He's talking about a holy and a righteous God, a magnificent God of glory. Amen. And He's talking about something that existed, praise God, before they was ever. Our essence of time and eternity and those kind of things. He said that's just who God was. Praise God said in the beginning, God. Amen. Elohim, the creator God, the one that started it all, praise God, for His glory. In the beginning, God. Amen. Now if you look at that Hebrew word is Rishath. That Hebrew word leisure don't mean the time turn, but it means an early stage. You see, I got to thinking about this, and I got to thinking on that, and I got to thinking about old Moses. And now historians tell us that Moses wrote the Pentateuch. He wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And I got to thinking that, Brother Bill, I thought, oh, heavens to be. Old Moses was a pender dad, and he went back to the original sources, and he began to ask some questions about how this thing began. And somebody said, in the beginning. Amen. He said, hey, listen, there was a time in eternity, praise God, when just God was, praise God, there wasn't an essence of time to it. God was just God. Amen. Hey, well, say, praise God, Brother Dave, He ain't changed one whit to the day. Amen. Amen. He is still God. Amen. He's still God Almighty. He's still on the throne, praise God. He's still making a difference. He said, old Moses, he asked, maybe got some of the relatives of old Adam, or maybe Adam himself said, Hey, Adam, let me just ask you, he said, can you tell me about the beginning? Amen. No, Adam looked at him and said, well, he said, in the beginning, God.
He said, in the stage, praise God, before every... Hey, I can't tell you about all that, praise God, because I wasn't there then. Amen. Holy Ghost of God was there. He said, I can't take you back and paint you a picture, praise God, but all I know is what I've been told, what I understand, praise God. And he said, in the beginning, when this thing started, he said, there was a stage, praise God, and God was on the stage. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I can't tell you nothing past that. But said, but I know that in the beginning, he said, God, Jehovah, Elohim, praise God, the Creator God, the one that created this thing, that put it in place, praise God, and got everything started, praise God, in the beginning, it was He that done it. Amen. Said, well, what do you know about it, Adam? He said, well, I just tell you what I know. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, if you got one of these perverted Bibles, hey man, that's wrong. It says heavens and earth. But I want to say, praise God, He didn't create it. He wasn't speaking there. I said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He hadn't created the heavens yet. Praise God, the heavens is our earthly atmosphere where our clouds are and where we get our rain, praise God. I want to say, praise God, hey, it hadn't been created yet. Amen. Said God created the heaven and the earth. You say, well, preacher, when did He create the other? Over in chapter 2, verse 1, he said, thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Amen. That's when that took place. But I can see Adam, he says, hey, listen, Adam. He said, can you fill us in here? What took place? Do you know? We want to get this report right, so we come into the authority. Amen. We got Adam or the sin of Adam. He said, we want to know exactly what transpired. He said, well, in the beginning, God, amen. He said, yeah, created heaven and earth. Amen. Glory to God. And they said, well, Adam, what happened then? Well, said, then God decided that wasn't enough. So he said the earth was without form and it was void. He said there wasn't nothing comely about the world that we lived in. He said it was out without a form. He said it wasn't situated right. It was, imagine, brother, he said it's all out of order. Huh? He said, it's all out of... He said, well, what's he going to do? He said, just wait for it. Amen. Said, it's coming. He said, it was without form and void. And said, the Holy Ghost of God. And said, he walked upon the face of the deep and he looked and see. He surveyed that thing to see just exact... Ain't you glad God knows exactly what he's got? Amen. Amen. He looks down at me and you, praise God. Hey, it don't matter if we've been there and done that, praise God. He knows exactly where we are. Without any doubts. He's done looked in on our life, praise God. He sees us, amen. He knows us from the bottom of our feet to the last hair on our head. Amen. He's already looked into our life and He knows where we're at. He knows who we are. Amen. Say, looked upon the face of the deep. Amen. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, verse 3, let there be light. He said, well, what happened then? He says, there was light. Amen. He said, when God said, let there be light, praise God, He separated this thing out, and there was the light. Boy, would to God in these last days that we live, we could see the light. Amen. Boy, we need to see the light like never before. Amen. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Really? What happened then? He said, just wait for it. Amen. Amen. Just wait. I believe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They got there and the Son was doing something. And the Holy Ghost there, He said, come on, come on now. He said, and God the Father said, come on, Son, go ahead. Go ahead. He said, all right, just wait for it. Wait for it. Huh? Just wait for it. And I want to, when I get it done, said, I want it to be right. See, God done, He says, I'm gonna make sure I don't make no mistakes. He said, when I get this thing, when I get done, praise God, you wait for it, because it'll be right, praise God, when I get her done. Amen. So there won't be no question about what I've done when I'm finished. Amen. He said, you just wait for it. It's a coming. Amen. To divide the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness called night, and the evening and morning the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. Amen. He said, hey, God said, listen. He said, we need to separate the waters from the waters and the land from the land. He said, let us be a firmament in the skies. Amen. He began to make heaven and earth, begin to guide us in a place to where He'd have us be.
said, "Man, God made a firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so." You see what he did? He divided that water that was down here on earth and divided that was up there in the sky, praise God, and he put the clouds up there, amen, so that they could be what God wanted them to be. The difference that was, praise God, is he had this thing fixed up, glory be to God, so that you could see the sky, so that you could see what God had created. Well, I tell you what, I love these spring days. You get out there and that sun comes up in the morning, you see that beautiful clear sky. Praise be to God. That's what God done, and he said it was good. Amen. Praise God, Adam said, you just got to wait for it. Amen. Them clouds will roll on, the storm clouds, the things that they say we're going to have in there. But praise God, you just wait for it. The next thing you know, praise God, the sky will clear up. Just have to wait for it. Praise God. God will begin to open that cloud up. They'll take those clouds away again. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning for the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. Amen, it was so. He said, what happened? He said, God said, hey, let them waters of the earth gather together and let there be a water over here, and this is as far as you go. Amen. He said, what about the land? He said, just wait for it, praise God. God said, it's going to come up out of itself, praise God, and it'll be there, praise the Lord, because God said so. Amen. He brought those waters out. He put them over, put them in a place by his hand, put the earth, brought the earth up. Praise be to God. Put it there on purpose. See, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And earth brought forth grass and herb yielding for seed after his kind. A tree yielded fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning or the third day. Amen. Said God, he said, what happened then? Amen. What happened then? Can you tell me what happened then? He said, well, that's interesting. He said, and God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Amen. I tell you, people, you get to looking at the almanac and the signs of the moon and things when you go plant your garden, and people look at you like you're crazy. God, the Bible says God put them there for that reason, so that we can see, praise God, through the signs, glory be, when to plant our taters and when to plant our corn, when to plant our beans, praise God, so that we can know, because God wanted us to know. Amen. He wanted us from the beginning to be prosperous. Amen. You think about that. God loved us enough, praise God, he made provision for everything. Amen. I say, almost, he said, wow, man, I didn't think about that. What about that? God set that thing up, praise God, taking care of us, and we didn't even know it. Oh, wow. He said, didn't even know it. He said, we wasn't even here. Man hadn't been created yet. Amen. That's how much God loved us, praise God. He took care of us before we were even created. Amen. Had us on his mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, let them be for lights and for in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. He said, what happened? He said, he put the stars and the moon up there. Praise God. And he put it up there so it'd be light on the earth. So when you go out, praise God, at night you don't stumble around. He said, give you light. He give you something you can get direction by. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, God set them in the firmament of heavens and give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So we have 4 days. Got 4 days down in God's creation plan. I can see him. He said, well, what happened then? What took place then? He said, well, so then there's the fifth day. He said, what did God do on the fifth day? He said, and God said, you say, preacher, you believe these are literal 24-hour period of time? Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. They're absolutely 24-hour times. Amen? Periods of time. He said, in the fifth day, he said, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Amen? He said, what happened? He said, there they were. He said they was little old things, little old fishes are swimming around in the ocean. And he said they was little old birds are flying around in the sky. Wait a minute, preacher. You mean they crawled out of the ocean and they evolved and they got them some little old flippers and they flopped around on flippers and then their flippers got bigger and all of a sudden they just sprang up and went to fly? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what God said. He said on that day, praise God, he created the fishes in the sea and the fowls of the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. He created them. They was a thing on the one of them things I was reading today. They send me a thing every month. And they said that they found now that there's a place of rock in Fermat, and said that even Darwin himself couldn't figure out what was going on because they've got animals trapped inside of those rock layers, and said they are completely formed, and that below that rock layer, he said there is absolutely no form of life whatsoever. But that form of life is between those rock layers is fully formed. It's got the crustaceans with their shells and the animals with their vertebrae. Imagine that. Amen. And Darwin tried to blow it off. He said, well, that can't be. Because if it is, it don't fit with my evolution theory. But I want to say, praise God, listen, it's just a theory. I'm telling you tonight what happened. Thus says the Word of God. Amen. God created everything that we see, and He done it for His glory. Amen. See, God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. Amen. He said He didn't make them some kind, they grew into some other kind. He said He made the kinds, praise God. That's His holy name. And every winged fowl after His kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. 5 days. God created the land and the water and the heavens and the stars and the moon and the sun and all that stuff and put out, amen, and created the heavens and the earth. Amen. The heavens and the earth. Praise the Lord. And he said, well, what happened then? What did God do? He said, you just have to wait for it. Amen. He said, what about the living creatures? What about the animals? What about me and you? He said, you have to wait for it. Amen. He said, I'm getting there. He said, God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after His kind. Amen. There's no place for evolution here. Amen. You youngins, listen to me. When you go to school and they tell you that about evolution, say, that's phony baloney. God created everything. It's a fairy tale. Amen. That's right. It's after what? He created everything the way it was supposed to be. Amen. The way it is now. Amen. You say, well, preacher, man evolved. Man ain't ever evolved. Science proves our DNA don't change. How many times am I going to say it? That right there is enough for me. Our DNA doesn't change. In order to have to evolve, our DNA has to change. We're not changing. Amen. Your DNA is your DNA from the day that you're conceived till you go out of here. Amen. No place for evolving. Praise the Lord. But He said God made the beast of the earth after His kind, verse 25, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after His kind, and God saw that it was good. Amen. Now listen. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Amen. Who is He talking to? He said, I can see him. He said, wait a minute. How'd God do us? Amen. He's got all this other stuff. He's got the earth set up. So what happened to man? Where did we come from? He said, hold on. Just wait for it. I'm fixing to tell you. Amen. He said, God said, let's make man. Amen. He said, let us make man. Now listen, he didn't say, now I got this today, boy. I think about this. I thought, glory to God, God had me on His mind. Amen. He didn't say, you know what? We ought to make something else to go here on earth. He just seems like there's something missing. He just seems like there's a part that's not fitting together. Maybe we ought to make something else. No, He said, let us make man. Amen. Before he ever thought about it, praise God. Before He ever thought about creation, He said, He had mankind. On His mind. Amen. He said, well, wait a minute. He said, hey, wait a minute. Adam said, why didn't He make us first? We're important. He said, wait. He said, you have. He said, we got to wait for it. He said, the Lord said, you know what? We got to wait for him, because when we bring him on the scene, praise God, we got to have things set up right for him. Amen. They're not just going to throw us out here in some kind of cosmic chaos, praise God. He said, I'm going to fix it up so when I get him here, praise God, I have a place for him. Amen. Now, if you think God didn't care about us then, how much more does he care for us now? Amen. Had us on his mind that he's going to make a place for us. Little speck of dust in the universe called Earth. And he said, special in his heart, he said, I'm going to make a place right there for man. Amen. He said, let us make man. He said, well, how did he decide how to make him? He said, well, said God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, said he's got to have at least three parts. Amen. He said, well, said we got to have, well, if you got to have three, he's got to have a body, and he got to have a soul. Amen. And he'll have to have a spirit. He'll have to have some means, amen, to know that we're speaking to him. He said, we'll make him body, soul, and spirit. Amen. We'll make him alive in our image. Amen. An essence of three, praise God, in cooperation with all. Amen. Where it all come together. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let them have, let's make man, let's say this, in our image, after our likeness, and let them. So see, he was already planning on there being more than one. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. Amen? He said, let them have dominion. Now notice what he does. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God didn't make no mistake. He said, hey, just like the animals, praise God, after their kind, I'm going to make man after his kind, and I'm going to give him somebody, praise God, I'm going to fix this thing. It'll be right. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he took it, he said, Bible says, verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said, have dominion. Now listen here, this is where it says we just gotta wait. He said, wait for it. He said, God said, I fixed this thing up. He said, I've set it up. He said, I've given you everything that you need. Amen. He says, so now, he said, what I want you to do is I just want you to have dominion over everything that you see. He said, I want you to have absolute dominion. He said, you're in control. You're in charge of this. Amen. Well, that gives us a big old responsibility, don't it? Kind of throws it right off in our back door. Amen. He said, I want you to have dominion over it all. The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the earth. Amen. Kind of puts it back in our ballpark, don't it? Amen. Dominion that he had. He said, we have dominion. That means we have a responsibility. Amen. We have responsibility concerning the things that God gave and the good God that gave them to us. Amen. We have a big responsibility. Amen. Praise the Lord. How much more responsibility today? We're supposed to be so educated. We're supposed to know it all. How much more will God require of us since he's given us the knowledge, the wisdom, amen, to know all that we know, to know him like we know him. Amen. There's no reason today not to know God. Amen. You can pull him up on the internet and read your Bible. You just got to look, make sure you get the right version. You get one of them crazy things that deny all this. Amen. But God told him to have dominion. I see almost, he said, well, what happened then? He said, well, he took him and he brought him into this place. And you can go over in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15 for the sake of time. And the Bible says that, well, in verse 8 he said that God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that was pleasant sight and good for food. And the tree was also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of knowledge and good of evil. Amen. So all those was in this garden. In verse 15, the Bible said, and the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden. Okay, what did he do then? So here he said, so I see what you've got now. Moses said to him, so I see what you got. You got all the things that you need. You got everything in the garden. And God put you in this garden that he's prepared for you. So what happened? He said, just have to wait on it. Just have to wait on it. It's coming. He said, so he put you in this garden. And what? He said, well, what do you do there? He said, just wait for it. It's coming. Put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Amen. That means God created this thing and he put man in there. You mean to dress it and keep it? Yeah, he said, you need to work with what you've got and you need to guard and protect that God's give you. Amen. That's what that literally means. It means you got to work and you got to guard. He was a husbandry. He was put in a place of husbandry in the garden. See, he didn't have to create nothing. He didn't have to bring anything into being. God just put him there. He said, all this is put here for you. He said, I'm just giving you the privilege and the opportunity to take care of it. Amen. God said, hey, right here, he said, you've got everything you'll ever need. Huh? Amen. He said, there's not a thing here. There's not a thing like in here. Amen, that you won't, you'll not ever need. You've got everything you need right here. All you'll ever need is right here. So I put here, all you got to do is just take care of what I give you. Amen. You realize God put that thing there and put it together for Adam to live there and to live there forever. Amen. To never wear out, never get old, praise God. Just keep on working for God. Amen. Keep on communing with God. And they said, well, what happened then? So he put you in the garden and put you to work. Oh, yeah, but it was a joy. Amen. Praise God. Working and attending in the garden. Praise God. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. It was so wonderful. It's the splendor of it all. Huh? Well, magnificent thing. He said, but the Lord said to him, no, wait a minute. He said, in the midst, he said, out of everything in the garden thou mightest freely eat. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. And Adam said, after a while, he said, well, what happened? He said, just wait for it. It's coming. He says, what happened next? He said, well, said I was there and I had all this stuff to do and all these animals and these birds. Have you ever thought about that? He said, I had all these animals, these birds and these fishes to name and to place and to categorize and get everything fixed up. God said, that was my chore. That was my job that he gave me to do. And boy, I was a working lady. I said, goodness and gracious, this is about overwhelming. It's just so much to do. Boy, it'd be nice if I had a little help. He said, well, did you get some help? He said, no, wait for it. Wait for it. He said, boy, it'd be nice if I could get a little bit of help. And God said, you know what? It's not good for a man to be alone. Genesis 2:18. I will make him a help meet for him. He said, he needs an aid. Amen. He needs somebody to come along, somebody that's fit to help him. Amen. He said, he's got all these things to do, all these cattle, all these different creatures to name and all these stuff to keep up and the birds of the air and the fowls of the fields and the beasts of the field. And he said, there's no one here for him. He said, well, what did he do? He said, just wait for it. And God said, well, so listen, we gotta be careful with this because we want this man not to fall out of love with God. So in order to not fall out of love God, we got to have somebody that he can love in God. Amen. So he said, what he done? Said, God said, you know what? The Lord said, well, I'll give him a little dose of anesthesia and I'll put him to sleep. Amen. He said, what I'll do is I'll go in there right next to that man's heart, that place closest to his heart, and I'll take a rib out of there, and I'll make a help meet for him. And he put him to sleep. He said, what happened then? He said, you just got to wait for it. He said, well, I went to sleep. He said, I didn't know nothing. And when I woke up, God says, Adam, he said, here, Lord. He said, well, Adam, I got somebody I want you to meet. And Adam shook the sleepiness out of his eyes, and he looked up and he said, whoa, man, glory be to God. He said, he done give me a helper, praise God, and I like it. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise God. He wait for it and you get it. Amen. Glory to God. He said, Lord, caused a deep sleep and took out a rib. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. He said, therefore shall man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Amen. Praise be to God if we could ever get a hold of that. That's ordained of God. And amen, when you become one, amen, it's hard to leave one. Amen. Amen. Boy, would our people could get, our this nation could get a hold of that. I believe some of the folks, it's here, they've got a hold of it. Amen. Praise be to God. That oneness that God put together. He said, well, what happened then? He said, there you are. Well, said, we were both naked, a man and his wife, and said, they weren't ashamed. He said, we were naked, we didn't care. Amen. It didn't bother us a bit. It didn't bother, we weren't ashamed, we didn't pale, we didn't get embarrassed. Praise the Lord. He said, what then? He said, just wait for it. He said, then you know how all good things must come to the end. He said, they was a serpent coming to the garden. He said, me and my wife was there. He said, a serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So we see here, he said, well, what happened? He said, what happened? He said, well, said, you just have to wait for it. He said, and the serpent said unto him, that's up to the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. Oh, subtle rascal. Amen. He tells him a lie. Amen. And he says, well, what happened then? What did the woman do? He said, well, she looked on it, saw it with her eyes. Recognized it with her flesh that it was good, and she saw it pleasant with the eyes. She saw it with her eyes, and she desired to be made wise. So the flesh and the pride and the eyes and the pride of life, he said, got the best of her, and she betook and she did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. He said, what happened is she took of that thing and she ate it. And boy, it looked so good, that juice running down her face. I had to have me one too. Amen. He said, what happened? What happened when you eat that fruit? He said, well, said when the, he said, the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew not that they were, then they knew that they were naked. He said, what happened then? He said, you got to wait for it. Amen. He said, here we were in the garden, and said, we realized that we were naked, and that we had no covering. Oh no, but because of our sin, because of what we've done, we realized we needed a covering. So the little wife, she said, well, we'll have to make something. We'll have to come with some idea. She said, he didn't go down. She said, she didn't say, Adam, go down to the store and get me a couple of yards of cloth and some sewing needles and some thread and hurry back before God gets here. But said they took some fig leaves the Bible says, this, I caught this today, but it blowed my mind. He said, they sewed them together. What did they use? Boy, I got a hold of it. I said, goodness to gracious. They had to come up not only with a cover, but they had to come up with the means of manufacturing the covering. She said, well, finally, she said, I'm going to get some of these little small vines. He said, I'll weave them together. And he says, I can see Adam as he's pacing back and forth. He's impatient. Well, God's going to be here any minute, and we ain't got no covering. He said, what did you do? Wait for it. What do you mean, wait for it? That's what she said. Wait for it. I ain't done yet. Amen. So said they got them together, and they manufactured their own righteousness, and they put it on God. He said, what happened then? He said, you got to wait for it. As we get them aprons on, boy, we're happy. We think we got this thing covered. And God says, Adam. Said, we're hiding in the garden. Adam, where are you? Amen. It wasn't that God didn't know where they was at. He wasn't talking about their physical location. He was talking about the attitude of their heart. Amen. He said, where are you in your spirituality? What's happened to you today? He said, Lord, I heard you in the garden and said, I hid myself because I was naked. He said, who told you that you was naked? Huh? He said, that's thou eating of the forbidden tree. He said, oh, Lord. He said, you don't know the all of it. He said, the man said, verse 12, said, the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me to eat, and I did eat. And I can say, oh, Moses, he said, well, Adam,
He said, what happened next? He said, what did God do? He said, the woman whom thou gave me, he said, and the Lord, God said unto the woman, what is that that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. You know what? He said, they just kept picing the buck. If we ain't very careful, we'll just keep picing the buck instead of just standing up and taking responsibility for ourselves. Amen? We need to just take that responsibility. And when we do that, then we teach those come along beside us to take responsibility also. Amen? And he said, shit, and the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto, the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Amen? He tells the old serpent, he said, because you've done this thing, he said, you're going to crawl on your belly and you're going to eat dust, just like an old snake, an old slivering, nasty snake. Amen? And he said, I will put enmity between... He said, well, Adam, what happened next? What happened next? Did he take care of the old devil? Did he take care of that, sir? He said, God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. He said, what happened next? He said, he told the woman, said, I'm going to put, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and their conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. The desire, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Amen. He said, well, what happened next? What did he do? He said, and unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I have commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. He said, what happened then? What does that mean, Adam? It said, means that thorns also and thistles shall be it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till that return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, from dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. Amen. He said, that's where we came to. That's the point that we entered into. And Bible says that, and I can say, Moses says, what happened then? You're going to have to do some extra work. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be harder, but you can do it. But what happened then? He said, you just have to wait for it. See, we tried to cover this thing up. He said, but God said, you know what? I'll take care of it for you. And said unto Adam also unto his wife, did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them. He said, it took a sacrifice. He said, one of those little animals that I loved and I'd named. He said, God had to kill it that it could clothe me. Amen. That he could make this thing right. He said, what happened next? He said, you have to wait for it. He said, the Lord said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil, and know less. And now, lest he put forth his hand, take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from out of the garden. What did he do? What happened next? He said, you got to wait for it. He said, I hadn't got there yet. He said, out of the Garden of Eden, whence he was taken. And so he drove out the man and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. He said, what happens next? He said, you just have to wait for it. He said, it's coming. It's going to happen, but you have to wait for it. What was he talking about? He said, that part that was going to finish it up, that was going to bring the result that God would ultimately fulfill. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 23, he says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. He said, they've already been groaning and travailing. The whole universe, since the fall of man, has been groaning and travailing. See, things have become out of order. He said, Moses said to Abraham, or Adam, what's going to put it back in order? Who's going to restore the order? He said, you have to wait for it. Amen. He said, when we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. In Genesis chapter 3, in verse 15, the Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee, the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." He said, "You got to wait for it." He said, "What are you talking about, Adam?" He said, "You got to wait for it. Wait when it comes." Praise God. Who's it? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Adam was looking to the cross. Praise God. He said, "When it comes," he said, "You got to wait for it." Amen. What's it? What is it? What are you waiting for? He said, "I'm waiting on Jesus. And when he comes, he'll deliver me." Praise be to God. Amen. And I see old Moses scratch his soul. I see now. It's all part of a plan. Adam says, "That's right." He said, "But you gotta wait for it." Amen. You gotta wait for it. He said, "Well, preacher, why in the world would he call the Lord Jesus Christ it?" Because he was it. Amen. He was the ultimate it. Praise God. He was that it that we've been waiting for. Praise God. What are we doing now in this day and hour that we live? We're waiting for it.